Kelly Adkins. Betty Berry, welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Julia.
Now, your fiber arts celebrations literally demonstrate the art and practicality of textiles, and this is your 15th annual. Congratulations on that. What kind of reputation has this whole fiber arts celebration made for itself over the years?
One thing that's really special about this and why we really got started is because we wanted to give the guilds that provide these hands-on demonstrations an opportunity to recruit people. We don't want these amazing arts to be antiquated in the Fort Wayne area. So it was really just to give a stage to fiber arts and to keep it going and to keep it alive.
A great star of a show. How common are these kinds of celebrations?
I think for our area, it's pretty uncommon to have a celebration like this on an active farm with things available to children and adults.
What is its biggest staying power appeal, do you think?
I think it's just getting people involved. You really can't get anyone to take interest or care in things that they can't see or touch. I mean, how often does a five-year-old get to sit down with someone and spin wool into yarn? What an amazing thing, you know? It's getting these tools in families' hands, and it's not just spinning and it's not just felting. It's things like tatting, which if there's someone out there that likes to macrame, they're probably going to like tatting. There's just so many varieties that I think that people don't know about fiber arts. And what's nice about this festival is you have kind of the classic way of doing things, and now there are more vendors and guilds that have a more modern spin on it. So you'll see needle felting in a really modern bohemian style that someone who's 22 years old wants to put in their home. So it really does encompass so many different things.
And the other thing I think is important is that this is a source for people to come buy things for their own craft if they need them, because we have vendors here who will have things available for the crafts that they're doing.
That's great, too, is it's a fairly specialized a group of products that you present at these celebrations.
Right.
Is it a challenge to educate and entertain on a topic like this in a setting like this?
Well, I think when anybody learns to do something and create something with their hands, it is entertaining and informative and educational and enlightening and wonderful.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
Even the adults, I mean, you could come out and realize you have a new hobby that you absolutely adore.
That makes perfect sense. And sheep to shawl, wool to wares, that is what you demonstrate. So would you walk us through it?
Sure. The first step is shearing the sheep, shearing the animal, and then that has to be washed, and then it has to be prepared by being carded or combed, and then it has to be spun, and then either woven or felted or knit into a product. A very time-consuming but wondrous thing to do.
I think one of my favorite steps, and Betty is especially good at this, is dyeing. And Betty has, she's partnered with the Parks Department before to do natural dye classes. And what's really cool about that is you don't necessarily have to apply it to animal fibers. Something that you learn there with natural dyeing and using something like turmeric to make something yellow is you can take that back to tie dyeing a white shirt if you want.
And Kelly, as an outdoor recreation event, this is a big one.
Yes.
What goes into orchestrating it?
We start planning months in advance, and we have to, because when we start promoting with the Parks Department, you know, we're starting to promote these things months before we run them. Especially with something that's been around for 15 years, we typically like to invite the people back that have been a huge part of it. Like the Flax and Fleecer Spinning Guild has been involved since day one, and they're our co-sponsors. So when you come into the barn, they will have half of the old barn in the demonstrations, and they'll be providing pretty much a third of those demonstrations in the barn. So we really rely on volunteers in that aspect. So it goes into creating these partnerships in the community that we have to keep strong and making sure that those partnerships are mutually beneficial for all the parties. And then it's finding people that are vendors that still, you know, have these crafts and want to share them. And it's offering a free community event. That's the biggest thing. We don't charge for people to come to this because we think education and community involvement is so important to enrich our community. And so the only thing that you'll be spending money on if you so choose to is if you go shopping with the vendors or if you want to grab some food at some of our food vendors. That's probably the biggest challenge, operating on that budget, but we have so many great supporters. And that's even down to our free wagon rides that we offer and our free blacksmithing demonstrations.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and we have, you know, musical entertainment. There's a lot behind it, but the great thing about working in this job is it is so rewarding to see the community come out, and it's just so much fun to see all the families come in and be excited.
Anything folks can see that they might not expect to see?
I think the thing they might not expect to see is a demonstration of silkworms and how they spin silk and how it is processed. That is always of interest to not only the children, but adults as well.
Oh, it sounds it. And yeah. That means you have silkworms volunteering.
We have silkworms volunteering to show their wares.
That's great. It also speaks to the perhaps a revival in wanting to be either hands-on or consumer friendly with the natural fibers.
This is what I have found over the years as more people, and particularly younger people, are interested in knitting. And then when they start learning how to knit, they start becoming more interested in construction of fiber. And so then it's natural that they would move to spinning and understanding fiber construction in a way that they may not have understood before.
Betty, what drives your passion to be a fiber artist?
Well, I've been doing this for a really long time. I started knitting when I was about 9 and then watched women at Johnny Appleseed for a number of years spinning and thought that that was really interesting. And then in the mid-80s, I decided that that was something I wanted to learn to do and found wonderful mentors in the Flax and Fleecers Guild here in town and then became interested in providing equipment and fiber. And that's how my little business has gotten started. I love it. Teaching is very, very important. I love watching people's excitement when they learn a new skill with their hands to create something that they didn't know how to do before. It's a very emotional experience to watch that happen.
Yeah. I certainly can understand that. So let's look at the festival goers. Who's likely to be there?
I think everyone. It's very family friendly. Kids of all ages with parents. But I think that really it spans across the board.
It does, definitely. Yeah.
It really does encompass and welcome all community members in Fort Wayne and the areas around.
That's great. And why is Salomon Farm such a perfect location for a celebration like this?
Promoting the rich history and agriculture in an agricultural state is so important. The festival and what we have to offer at the festival isn't where it stops. There's gardens that you can explore. We have blacksmithing demonstrations. You get to see the animals in the pasture and you get to interact with them. And I think that it's really important, especially for, you know, Indiana natives to connect to that culture and to connect to our roots. And Salomon has a 1930s theme that we try to run with. It's so rich in history as well. You know, it was donated in the 90s by the Salomon family who integrated here in 1871. Yes. The barn that you'll be in has been there since the 1800s. And of course, it's been renovated since then. But how wonderful to be able to just take a nice day out on the farm with the family.
Well, it gives kids an opportunity to run around. There's a lot of space for them to just let go and have a really good time. But also, I think that is an opportunity for some urban children to have hands-on experiences that they might not have without this.
You know, we hope that this honors the Salomon family's gift. It's important to us to keep putting, as we like to say, culture back into agriculture here in Fort Wayne.
Nicely put. And I know you're going to be praying for blue skies. Who wouldn't? but can the show go on if it rains?
Absolutely. Yes, we have, you know, plenty of barn space. We have indoor spaces for our animals. It's a spread out area, so I would definitely recommend if it rains, bringing umbrellas and rain boots. But pretty much everything is going to be inside.
I am curious. You're both so connected with the festival. Betty, you have been from the very, very start of things. What are your own personal favorite parts of it?
I love seeing people that come back year after year. They love the festival. They bring their kids. Now they're bringing grandkids, sometimes great-grandkids. It's an event that I think people really look forward to. And so just the interaction with people and seeing folks that I haven't seen in a year helps me to stay connected. I think about the opportunity for the guilds to have a public venue to help people understand what they do, and I'm grateful for Portland Parks and Rec for making that happen. It's really an opportunity for people to take a look at something and open a door that they may not have even known was there.
Betty hit the nail right on the head. It's all about connecting people. The sheer connecting and educational aspect of it is just so important and really the reason why this all got started in the first place.
Kelly Adkins is Fort Wayne Parks and Recreation Outdoor Recreation Manager, and Betty Berry is a participating fiber artist and owner of Little Shop of Spinning. Thank you both for giving us some of your pre-fest prep time, ladies, and here's to the art and practicality of textiles.
Thank you, Julia.
It's been a pleasure.